In the Sicha, in Chelek Yud, Parshas Vayigash, is a known Sicha, Meri de Kevart, that the Rebbe says about Bechia, that the union of Bechia has the nature that it makes a person feel better. B'meila, when there's something that has to do with the person himself, Hatnish Kinar, that he should cry. Why are you crying? To make yourself feel better, you should rather do something about it. You should rebuild. Mashenkin a churban that's by someone else, sometimes the person is powerless to do anything about it, and then there's a place for Bechia. And with this, the Rebbe explains why Yosef cried on the Mikdash that was charev by Binyamin, and Binyamin cried by what the Mishkan that was charev by Yosef, each one cried about the other one. In the middle of Eis Gimel, the Rebbe asks another question, which he answers with the same vart. The question on Yaakov. That Yaakov, Yosef cried by Yaakov, and Yaakov didn't cry by Yosef. And here the question is based on the way the Zohar explains it. And the answer is the same, that the Churban had to do with Yaakov. It was his own Churban, because all of the Inyanim of the Shvatim is personally by Yaakov, and therefore Yaakov didn't have a reason to cry. So where the Rebbe asks the question, at the end of his Gimel, he brings the Zohar. When it says, Vayipel al Tzavarav, that Yosef cried on Yaakov, and Yaakov didn't cry on Yosef. The Zohar says, "She Yosef bachal beis hamikdash shenechrav," and that's what it says. "Vayev kal tzavar of oid al galus basra." So the question is, why did Yosef cry and not Yaakov on the churban beis hamikdash? Rashi says that Yaakov was kirei es shema. So the Rebbe says that's a good answer according to the pasuk inyan in the psukim, that the crying was about the personal crying, the personal emotions about meeting his father or his son. But according to the Zohar, that the crying was on the Churban Beis HaMikdash, so Kirei Es Shema is not an answer. And the Rebbe explains that. According to the Pshat and the Pasuk, so then Kirei Es Shema is an answer why Yaakov didn't cry, because like the Rebbe says, Harei Mudgash Bazeh Goydel Avedase Shal Yaakov, this brings out the great Aveda of Yaakov. That even at the time, Sheraz B'noi B'pam HaRishayna La'achei Sherabes Bashanim Choshav Ke'enenu B'chayim, he's meeting his son that he thought was dead for many years, and he's meeting him the first time. B'cholza Lehifsik Mikriyasi Es Shema, he still didn't stop from leaning Shema. That's a chiddush in the Avodah of Yaakov, that he leaned Shema, and he didn't stop leaning Shema to greet his son after so many years. V'od Yosef, another chiddush in that Yaakov was kirei es Shema, according to the Pashat, Pshat, and the Zohar, in the Pasuk, that the crying was a personal crying. The chiddush, that he was kirei es Shema, that simcha atzuma zu lo hitridase milechavin bekriyas pasuk rishit shema shetzricha kavana. Not only is it a chiddush the fact that he decided to lean Shema, and he didn't stop leaning Shema in order to meet his son and to have this, to rejoice with seeing his son after so many years, but a bigger chiddush, v'od Yosef, the Rebbe says, a bigger chiddush that he was able to lean Shema. That if the fact that he was experiencing such a meirah d'kesimcha of meeting his son after so many years, it didn't distract him from having kavana by Shema. So according to the Pashup Shat and the Pasuk, the fact that he was leaning Shema explains why Yaakov didn't cry, and it says a meirah d'kechidish in Yaakov. But later, Pirush HaZohar says the Rebbe, the question remains, eich efshari sheYaakov Avinu loy nisragish, and in the Hemshech of the Sicha, so the Rebbe answers it and explains it with the same word, that for Yaakov it would be crying about his own Churban, and that there's no place to cry. So just to touch up the Pashup Shat in the words of the Sicha, in the second Chiddush of Yaakov, according to the Pashup Shat and the Psukim, that they're crying the way it is according to Rashi, was a personal crying based on their personal emotions that they're meeting their father, their son. So the Rebbe says the Chiddush is the Avodah of Yaakov, that he didn't stop leaning Shema mitzad this big Simcha. V'od Yosef, that the Simcha didn't disturb him from his Kavana, in the pasuk Rishin Dishma Shetzricha Kavana. So here the Rebbe adds that the simcha, the chiddush that he was able to have kavana, is that he was able to have kavana bepasuk Rishin. Why does the Rebbe add over here that the chiddush, that the simcha didn't distract him from having kavana, was by pasuk Rishin, which makes it a smaller chiddush? Shayakere yeshma. Why don't we say he learned the whole shema like the pashtim mashmas, and it's a chiddush that he learned shema and he had kavana by the entire shema? The Rebbe says pasuk Rishin d'shma shetzricha kavana, yeah, and he brings from the Gemara and from the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, but it's not the pshat. The rest of Shema doesn't need kavana. The rest of the Shema, the kavana is not liyikuva. The first pasuk, it's liyikuva. So are we going to say that Yaakov didn't have kavana by the rest of the Shema, even because it's not liyikuva? Isn't it more mistaber to say that Yaakov had kavana the entire Shema, and it's a bigger chiddush that the simcha atzuma didn't disturb him from the kavana by the entire Shema? These words, pasuk Rishon, seems to take away from the chiddush. What necessitated that? What's machriach to say that the loy hidridasi is by pasuk Rishon? What's the pashtetach? So the emes says, we see in the Peskim such a svara that when Yaakov was kirei yeshma, it's referring to the pasuk Rishon. In two places, there's the Taz. In the Mishnah in Brachis, it says that be'emsa sheyel mipnei hayira, that in the emsa haprakim, you're sheyel mipnei hayira. So Rashi says, what does it mean sheyel mipnei hayira? That in the middle of the paragraphs of Shema, you're sheyel mipnei hayira. It means someone who's he's afraid that Shema Yargenu. The other Rishonim, the Rosh and the Rashba, ask on Rashi, if Yorei, Mipnei Hayira, means someone who is afraid for his life from, like a Melech, Akum, who might kill him, so then what do I need a Mishnah to say that he's Sheyom Mipnei Hayira? It's a Dover Pashut, that Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha Kol HaTeira Kuba. Therefore, the Rosh says Mipnei Hayira doesn't mean Yira, of that he's afraid for his life. It means Yira, a chash of a person who he's mechuyev to be afraid of, someone who he has a din that he has to have Yira mimenu. V'meil is a chiddush sheyel b'nei Yira, nothing to do with pikuach nefesh. And that's what it's nifsak in Shulchan Aruch, in Erechaim Simen Samach Vav, bein aprakim sheyel b'shalim adam nichbad, ube'emsa sheyel b'shalim mishehu yare mimenu, be'emsa aprakim your sheyel from someone you're mafsik to greet, someone who you're afraid of, kigain aviv, oi rabbi, oi mishu gadol mimenu b'chachma, v'kol shkein malach oi anas. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the Rosh, that Yira means someone who does a din to have Yira, even though you're not afraid that something is going to happen to you. The Taz in Sifkatan Aleph, in Simen Samach Vav, is Mayrich on this. And in the end of Sifkatan Aleph, the Taz brings a question on Rashi's Pshat. On the Rosh's Pshat, I'm sorry. That the Rosh says that Mipnei HaYira means anyone who Al Pi HaLocha you have to have Yira from. Frek the Taz, that you see Shematzinu Gabe Yaakov Kishabai Lov Yosef Lehifsik Bekriyashma. If Mipnei HaYira means someone who there's a din of Yira, even though you're not afraid he's going to do something, so by Yosef there was a din of Yira, because Yosef was a Melech. And like the Taz brings, we see that Yaakov treated Yosef with the din of Melech. Like it says next week's Parsha, in Parshas Vayechi, Vayischazik Yisrael Mikan Shechilkin Kov Vayeshev Alamita Rashi says Mikan Shechilkin Kovid L'malchus. So Yaakov treated Yosef like a Melech. If he treated him like a Melech is the person, even though Yosef is not going to do anything to him, Chas V'Shalom, it's his son. Nevertheless, it's the din of Yira. It's the person that Alpi din, he has to have Yira from him. So why wasn't Yaakov mafsik in Kriya Shema, according to the Rosh, that you're mafsik mipnei Yira? Says the Taz, V'yesh leimar de bepasuk harishin haya esek, uboy ein mafsik in k'mesh kasav ha-Shulchan Aruch kan. Meaning in Shulchan Aruch, where it says, you're be'emsa sheyo mipnei ha-Yira, It's chutz mi pasuk shema Yisrael u baruch shem kved malchuthu levavad shalva yaftik bem klalam le mi shiyarem imenu shema yargenu. That in pasuk rishon you can't be mafsik even mipnei ayira, only if it's pikuach nefesh. So therefore, says the Taz, Rashi, according to the Rosh, you have to say that Yaakov was by pasuk rishon, and b'meila he couldn't be mafsik even though Yosef is mipnei ayira. Likewise, we find in the Birkei Yosef, here is Mitzad Hilchis Hefsik in Kriya Shema Bnei Ayira. The Birkei Yosef is in Yeridea, in Simen Reish Mem Dalet, where it's the Dinim of Kovei Talmud Chacham. And he brings over there a Tshuvas Ksav Yad Le'echad Kaddish. Tshuva of a Ksav Yad from someone that person writes this in his Tshuva, that B'shas HaTfila Ein Lokom ibnei Talmud Chacham. During davening, this Echad Kaddish writes, you don't stand up for a Talmud Chacham. The Ein Chilkin Kavod the Talmud b'makim Rav. During davening, you're showing Kavod to the Eibishter. You don't stand up for a Talmud Chacham because, like it's a Talmud b'makim Rav. Whereas during davening, says this Echad Kaddish, Me'a Karbonis Ad Aleinu L'Shabeach Tzeirich Goveyahim Al Derech Ha'emes. This refers to the entire davening from Karbanis till Aleinu is all part of davening when you don't stand up from a Talmud Chacham. He brings a raya, v'araya mi Yaakov Avinu, that Yaakov had Yosef, shayakere yeshma v'lei noshak livnoi li Yosef. Heistas, he didn't show respect for Yosef, even though Yosef, l'cheira, his question is, Yosef was a melech. He didn't lei noshak li Yosef. And maybe it was the Pasuk Rishon, says this Echad Kaddish, Umi Omar Shahaya be Pasuk Rishon Dafka. Who says it was Pasuk Rishon? So therefore, maybe Yaakov was the rest of Kriya Shema, and still he didn't stand up for, he didn't show respect for Yosef. Is a raya that the entire davening, you don't get up for a Talmud Chacham, because Ein Chil Kavod the Talmud B'makim Rav, and then he brings other reasons. So the Birkei Yosef argues on him Barichos, on this raya that he brings, he says, whoever heard of such a thing? Mishama kazeis. Mand maisi raya ledina mikeach miyomar. So how do you bring a raya from the fact that maybe he wasn't the rest of Shema? Maybe he wasn't the Pasuk Rishon and the Hasnishkin raya. And he's mairech in all of the things that he says. And Birkei Yosef argues la halacha. And he says, peik chazim ayam adibar, that you do get up by the rest of davening. And Yaakov was al karchach by pasuk rishon, so he has another raya, but it's based on the same reasoning. Mitzad the kavod that al pidin was deserving for Yosef. Therefore, if it was by any other part of Shema, Yaakov would have been mafsik. If he wasn't mafsik, must be he was by pasuk rishon. So we see side the Taz in Simen Samach Vav, side the Birkei Yosef and Yeridea are machriach that Yaakov's not being mafsik was by the pasuk rishon of Shema. Nu v'minzagi nefsher that the Rebbe says pasuk rishon, and the uftu the chiddush of Yaakov that he wasn't mafsik was by pasuk rishon, is because lepeil otherwise he wouldn't have been mafsik, and nevertheless akoponim by pasuk rishon you have this chiddush. But this is very shver to say that this is the pshat. First of all, if that's the case, that the Rebbe is basing himself on these Peskim who say that Yaakov's case was by Pasuk Rishon because of the Hechrechim that they have, then why does the Rebbe say this only by the second Chiddush? Again, there's two Chiddushim. There's a Chiddush that Yaakov Goydel Avidase, that he wasn't Mafsik from Kriya Shema, and the fact that it didn't take away his Kavanah. By Goydel Avidase, Sherabis Pashanim Choshev, Achre Sheraz Benoi Bepamar Yishen, Achre Sherabis Pashanim Choshev, Kinenu Bachayim, Becholzo Lehifsik Mikriyase Yeshma. Here the Rebbe doesn't add Lehifsik Mikriyase Pasuk Rishon. If the Rebbe is based on the Taz and the Birkei Yosef, then the Lehifsik is from saying Pasuk Rishon already by the first one. Why does the Rebbe bring it in only in the second Chiddush? Besides the fact that if the Rebbe is based on the Taz, very shver l'cheira to say that, then the Rebbe would be mitzayin to the Taz or to the Birkei Yosef. Even though the Taz brings a raya, but the raya is not conclusive. Shari terutzim loy ninalu, and we see many other answers on why Yaakov wasn't mafsik, even if it was the rest of Shema. Why Yaakov, l'mashal, there's some of farshim explained that since Yaakov was also a melech, So therefore, he didn't have the din of showing kavod to Yosef, that Yosef was a melech. And dafke next week's parsha, when Yaakov was a chayla, so then he was chilking kavod l'malchus. Akvanta says there's other ways to explain why there was no din by Yaakov of being mafsik mitzad kavod ha-melech, mitzad mipnei ha-yira. So therefore, even if the Rebbe is naming on the Taz who says the answer because it was pasuk rishon, so then l'cheira the Rebbe would be mitzayin, not take it for granted. It seems difficult to say that's the pshat. So maybe the pshat is very simple, pash the pshat. The Rebbe brings a raya simcha atzuma zu loy hidridasim milachavim bekriyashma pasuk rishon d'shma shetzricha kavana, because if this simcha would have stopped him from being able to have kavana, Walter dach gedaf mafsik sein. Even though the halacha is you're not supposed to be mafsik. So bamed dvarim amurim, when he'll be able to have kavana, but if it'll be impossible for him to have kavana, so then al karchach he has to be mafsik. And the basis for this is we see in Hilchis Tefillah there's a number of cases. That the Shari Tshuva brings down in Simen Kuf Dalet by Hilchas Tefillah, brings if someone is standing and davening and a sefer falls on the floor, Shminesri is talking about that Shminesri the Dinei Hefsek is much more strict than by Krishma. If a sefer falls on the floor, and because of that he's not able to have kavana. So if it's disturbing his kavana, he could be mafsik and pick it up. Or it says if someone is davening and he sees the this din is brought down in the Altrebi Shulchan Aruch there also. Or if someone is davening and he sees that the Eilam, the Tzibur, is waiting for him, and he doesn't want them to wait for Tircha de Tzibura, because of Tircha de Tzibura. So if this thought is disturbing his kavana, so he's allowed to be mafsik and motion to them to start without him. Hastas that you see that when his kavana is being disturbed, so in certain cases, there it's not a hefsik bedibur, but a hefsik of stopping to daven, something that would normally be not allowed. But since he can have kavana anyways, so therefore, he's allowed to be mafsik in order to enable himself to continue davening shminasri with kavana. L'cheira kol shekem by kriyashma, where kriyashma the pasuk rishin is without kavana, he's not yetzah even b'diavad, and he would have to say over the pasuk rishin. He would have to say over kriyashma, go back to the beginning. So if it would be such a eifin that the simcha is distracting him to such a degree that he's not able to have kavana. So sof kol sof, even though he's not allowed to be mafsik, he would have no choice. He would have to be mafsik. If he's not able to be mizgaber on the simcha and to have kavana. So therefore, from the fact that Yaakov wasn't mafsik by the pasuk rishon, is a raya that the simcha didn't take away from his kavana, because if it took away from his kavana, sof kol sof, he would have to. Zakti das ezay doch nicht mekayim mitzvus kriyashma. And therefore, the second raya, according to this, the first raya, the first chiddush in Yaakov's anhaga, was the fact that he wasn't mafsik, he was saying kriyashma. The second raya, the fact that the kavana, that his kavana wasn't disturbed, you could only prove that from the fact that he said pasuk rishon, because pasuk rishon he would have to not say if he can't say it with kavana, because he's not yetzah even b'diavad. If so, what's the raya? This raya then, the raya that his kavana was not disturbed, he was able to have kavana, is only if you say that while he saw Yosef, he was saying pasuk rishon. Because pasuk rishon, if his kavana was disturbed, then he didn't gain anything. He would have to stop until he could say it with kavana. But what's the raya? Maybe he already said pasuk rishon before he met Yosef, and he was learning now the rest of Shema, and the rest of Shema b'diavad, even if he can have kavanah, he's still yetzer. So there's no raya from the fact that he wasn't mafsik that he was able to have kavanah. So what's the raya? If the raya, the second chiddush, is like the Rebbe says, is only based on the hanacha that it was by pasuk rishon, because pasuk rishon you would, for sure, you shouldn't say if you can't have kavana. So the raya is only based on the hanacha that Kriya Shema includes pasuk rishon. Who says? So according to the Taz and the Birkei Yosef, it had to be pasuk rishon, because otherwise he would have been mafsik, otherwise he wouldn't have the first inyan. But like I said, Lachera, if the Rebbe would be based on the Taz and the Birkei Yosef, he would be mitzayin to them. He would bring it down. The Rebbe doesn't bring them down. So therefore, Adra Kusha Leduchta, what's the raya from the fact that he didn't stop, that obviously he was able to have kavana? That raya is only if we know for sure that it was pasuk rishon, that he was saying pasuk rishon also. So L'cheira de Biur is that it goes maybe more than that. You don't have to come on even to this vart that I said, that if he can have kavana, he would have to be mafsik, because sof kol sof, he's not yetzah. There's two, when we say Yaakov was kirei Shema, you see in the Mefarshim, b'chlolos, two eifanim. One eifan was that was man kirei Shema, and therefore Yaakov had to be kirei Shema. He had to be kirei because it was the mitzvah. According to this eifan, so a number of Mefarshim asks, so why wasn't Yosef kirei Shema? If this was the Zman kirei Shema, why wasn't Yosef kirei Shema? And if Yosef leaned earlier, because he was able to lean earlier, why didn't Yaakov lean earlier? And that the Mefarshim give a number of answers, either that Yosef wasn't kirei Shema because Yaakov was a melech to him. And according to this, you'll have to say some of the answers why for Yaakov to Yosef didn't have a din melech. Or because Yosef was doing the mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em, so he was Pater Min HaMitzvahs. Or, like some explained, that Yosef leaned Kriya Shema earlier. Mashenken Yaakov was doing a mitzvah, was Belechtecha Baderech, in a Derech Shal Mitzvah, because he was doing the mitzvah of the Eibishter to go down to Mitzrayim, so he was Pater from Kriya Shema until he got there, so he had to lean Dafka then. Akopanim, there's one Mahalach in a number of Mefarshim that Yaakov leaned Kriya Shema then because he had to lean then Dafka. And therefore, Vertner HaShaila, was he mechuyev to be mafsik, like we said. There's another Mahalach that Yaakov leaned Kriya Shema Dafka then. He chose to lean Kriya Shema then. He could have leaned before, but he chose to lean then. This is what you see in a lot of the Chassidish Sfarim. I think the Rebbe brings it down somewhere, but I don't remember for sure. But a number of Sfarim explained that Yaakov leaned Kriya Shema Dafka then. He wanted to take the Ava to Yosef, to his son, and change that into Kriya Shema, into Yichud Hashem. Each one explains it in different Eifanim, which Derech Agav, this Vart is, I think the Rebbe says this somewhere, but I don't remember now. But this Vart is mamish, like the story with the Rebbe Rashab, that he wanted to give a kiss to the Friedeke Rebbe, and he changed the kiss for a Maimer Chassidus, a Chassidus Shekuch, Kush, al Derech Zeh, mamish was by Yaakov, he wanted to have the Ava to Yosef, and he switched that for Kriya Shema. Or like they bring from the Ksav Sefer in Shuvas, that the Ksav Sefer says that Yaakov, that the covet for a melech is because the Eibishter chose him to be a melech. It's a covet for the Eibishter. It's not because of the melech mitzad atzmei. And therefore, because Yaakov was going to show Yosef covet as a melech, because Yosef was a melech, so he first wanted to link Kriya Shema to show Yosef that the covet is be'ikr for the Eibishter, and the covet of a melech is because that's part of the covet for the Eibishter. Akopanim, that's another hasbara, more al derech ha'alacha, why Yaakov chose to link Kriya Shema dafka then. So l'cheira yesh leimar, that the Rebbe in the Sicha is going with this mahalach, that Yaakov leaned Kriya Shema then because he chose to lean Kriya Shema then. Not because of some circumstance like all those other Mefarshim that he had to lean Kriya Shema then and it's only a Shaila L'cheira, there's a Din Hefsik. He chose to lean Kriya Shema then. And L'cheira, that's Mestaber also. Because Yaakov was traveling to Yosef, hatadachgata ashara, right? When he's going to arrive, when he's going to meet up with Yosef. Right? You look in the GPS, you see arrival destination, how far you are from the destination. So he could have scheduled the Krishma so that when he sees Yosef, he's after Krishma, whatever it is. Zdach mistaber if he learned Krishma then, because daf he chose to learn Krishma dafka then. Akupanim, and that's a mahalach and a number of mefarshim. Lachera, the Rebbe in the Sicha is going with that mahalach that Yaakov chose to learn Krishma then. Not that he had to learn Krishma then. If he chose, then it's very understood the second raya. He chose to learn Krishma then. The first pasuk of Krishma is mindach nisht yetza on kavana. So therefore, he wouldn't choose to learn Krishma then, even though he had this reason that this was Gedol Avedasai, like the Rebbe says in the first Inyan, Aber Avetach Nishyetze Zayin, the Pasuk Rishon, because Pasuk Rishon requires Kavana. The fact that he chose to say Krishma then, and even though Pasuk is a Raya, that he knew that he would be able to have Kavana by Pasuk Rishon. Even though he's experiencing this amazing simcha of seeing his son that he gave up on for dead all these years. B'meila, the fact that he chose to say Krishma then, so mitzad the rest of Krishma, good, the kavana is not li'kuva. So maybe he chose to say then to have this big avoida of showing that he's not mafsik from Krishma even for the simcha of his son. And sof kol sof, but the yavid is yetzah without kavana. But mitzad the pasuk rishon shetzricha kavana, like the Rebbe says, which means that the kavana is likuva. So why would he try to do this big avodah if through that is a nish mekayim the mitzvah? Because he's not yetzah the pasuk rishon even b'diavad. It's from them is a hechrich, the second chiddush that the Rebbe says the va'od yaser, that even the great simcha didn't disturb his kavana, and he was able to have the kavana even by the pasuk rishon. B'meila, it's nothing to do with the Taz, that it was Dafka by Pas. He scheduled the whole Krishma from then. If he scheduled the whole Krishma, that means it was Mitchilase. That's when Yaakov planned to say it. And B'meila, Verta Shaila, I Pasuk Rishon, Verta Nishyetze Zayin, is Al Karchach, the Gredel HaSimcha didn't stop him from being able to have Kavana. And a hechrich to this Lachaira, that the Rebbe is going with this Mahalach, that he said Krishma then because he chose to say Krishma. Not that he said Krishma because he had to say Krishma, like some of Farshim learn, and it's just a shaila, sof kol sof, there's a din of hefsek that you're supposed to be mafsik. Because the Rebbe firtach the ace with a question, that loy tezayar, eich efshari sheyakiv avinu loy nisragish veloy nitrad ayidei churban beis hamikdash, vaya yachol b'shal zu likris eshma bekavan. That says the Rebbe is asking, memeila, if it's his personal emotions, his personal feelings. So then it's a chiddush of Yaakov that he didn't let his personal feelings, it's a maila in the aved of Yaakov that he didn't let his personal feelings for Yosef distract him from Kriyashma and disturb his kavana. But if it's the tsar and the churban, so why is it a maila in Yaakov that he like puts aside his feelings for the churban and allows him to say Krishma b'kavana? The feeling says Neymar that the feeling for the churban should disturb him. Okay, what's the question? Feeling for the churban is not his personal thing. What does the Eivishter want him to do? The Eivishter wants him to put aside all feelings, even feelings for the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Because if he lets those feelings disturb his Kavana, he's a Nishmekayim Mitzvah Krishma. So what's the Pshat like the Zoyar has to Akasha of Yaakov? How could he not let the Tsar and the Churban Beis Hamikdash disturb his Kavana? He's not supposed to let it disturb his Kavana. He's doing what he's supposed to, fulfilling the Eivishter's Ratzin. Elamai, the pshat is, like I said, that the Rebbe is going with the mahalach that Yaakov chose to learn Krishma. And that's the pshat in the first inyan that the Rebbe said, Gambe Shiraz Benoi, Bechoz Eloi Hifsik Mikriyasi Es Shema. This was his Aveda, that he learned Shema then and he didn't stop, that he chose to learn Shema then and that was his Gedol HaAveda. B'meila, by choosing to learn Shema then and to show that you care about the Eibishter, and you don't let your personal emotion disturb that, that's a maila. But if you're choosing to lein shema ke'ilu by showing that you're disregarding the tsar of the churban, for vasa das a maila. Adirabi, he should have learned Shema at a different time so that then he could emphasize, could feel and take personal the tzar of the Churban. So this question is again seemingly l'cheira, clearly based on this hanacha, on this upleg, that the laying Kriya Shema then was a, because he chose then, that dafka was his aveda, like it's a mahalach and a number of the svarim, like I said, these are the two general mahalchim, and b'meila is the question on the zayar, is this question, and with that is understood that the choosing to lay in Krishma then is a raya deva'od yaser, that he knew he'll lay in Krishma, and that even though he's going to lay in Krishma, it's not going to disturb his kavana. That shows that he was able to bring himself, that the simcha tzuma didn't disturb the kavana from pasuk Krishna shel Krishma. Otherwise, he wouldn't choose to say Krishma then, shetzricha kavana. So, just one more vart about the Iker Nekuda that the Rebbe says in the Sicha, that the cry makes you feel better, but if it's your own churban, what are you crying for? Geboyesuf. So it's not exactly in the purview maybe of this shurim, but I want to share a vort based on this meridik vort of the Rebbe de Sicha. There's a gemara in Brachis on the Afhei Amud Beis. The gemara says, Rav Chiya bar Abba Cholash. Rav Chiya bar Abba got sick. Oh, legabe Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan went to visit him. And Rabbi Yechanan said, Chavivin alecha yisurin, are you happy with the suffering? He said, Lehein v'lei scharan. He said, Hav liyadach, yav liyadach v'ukmei. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan chalash. Rabbi Yechanan got sick. Rabbi Chanina came to visit him. He said, Chavivin alecha yisurin, amr lehein v'lei scharan. So he said, Hav liyadach, yav liyadach v'ukmei. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Lezer chalash. Rabbi Lezer got sick. Ol gabi Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan came to visit him. Chaza de hava kagoni bebayis ofel. Rabbi Yechanan saw that Rabbi Lezer was in a dark house because Rabbi Lezer lived with tremendous poverty and there was no lights. The house was dark. Galye ledare. Rabbi Yechanan uncovered his arm, and Rabbi Yechanan, like we know in the Gemara, was very beautiful. So nafal nehera, from the beauty of his skin, the whole room lit up. Chazia dehava kabachi. Rabbi Yechanan saw that Rabbi Lezer was crying. The kabachi Rabbi Lezer. Omer le amai kabachis. Rabbi Yechanan said to Rabbi Lezer, "Vas veinstu? Imisham teira delay afshes. If because you didn't manage to learn a lot of teira because of your yisurim. Shaninu." So you learned less as long as you're mechavin libi lashamayim. If because of your poverty, you don't have a parnasa. He said, "Lake inkal adam zeichel shnei shulchanis." You have teira, so you shouldn't cry about not having parnasa, because not everyone is able to have side teira and side livelihood, side parnasa. V'imishem bani. Said, if you're crying because you don't have children, so Rabbi Yechanan told him, "Dein garma dasira abir." So Rabbi Yechanan had 10 children and he lost them all, b'chayav, and he kept it, walked around, he kept by him the bones of the 10th son. And he would show people, "Dein garma dasira abir." Rabbi Yechanan said, "I lost 10 children, so why are you crying that you don't have children?" So Rabbi Lezer said to him, "I'm not crying about any of those reasons. What am I crying about? Lahai shufra debali ba'afra. Such beauty that you have, it's going to end up being buried in the ground. That's what I'm crying about." Omra le Rabbi Yechanan said, "Al do vadei kabachis. That's what you're crying about. Then you're right to cry. That's a good thing to cry about." Ubachu travayu, and they both cried. And then Rabbi Yechanan said, "Chavivun alachi yisurin." He said, "Lehin v'lei scharon, yav le yadei va'alkmi." So the Gemara seems very hard to understand. Rabbi Yechanan comes to Rabbi Lezer and he says to him, "You're crying about Torah. That's not, you can't learn in Torah. A person comes down into the world to learn Torah. And he's loy afshis. You are lost out in your learning Torah. That's lecheira. It's a problem of his neshama." No, you can't cry about that. Echad amar ve'echad amamit ubuvat sheichav in libi l'shamayim. I save self kol self. Hatanish gelernt vifal erat gevalt. Not a reason to cry. Ah, you're crying because you don't have a parnasa. You're suffering. Yeah, he does. He's a poverty. Shein cha'asher. Rabbi Yechanan says, no, it's not a justification for crying. Because leikol adam zeichel shnei shulchanis. You don't have the right to expect to have two shulchanos. There's other people who have either riches or Torah. You can't expect to have both. Either some people who do have both, like Tesvis brings, in kol adam b'kama tzadikim zeichin l'shtei shulchanos. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yechanan said, since there's people who don't have, it's not a reason to cry. You're crying out, bunny, l'cheira rachmanu l'tzlan, the biggest tzara, he's not able, he doesn't have children. Seems like a very valid reason to cry. No, you can't cry about that because Dein Garma Dasira Abir, Rabbi Yechanan lost 10 children. Rabbi Lezer has no right to cry that he doesn't have children. Most people have children. Most people, Chas V'Shalom, don't bury their children. But if Rabbi Yechanan had such a struggle, such a suffering, that takes away the right of Rabbi Lezer to cry over his tzaras. What's the justification to cry? Hai Shufra de Boli Ba'afra. That's not something that happens to everyone. There's some people who are not zeichet to have both wealth and Torah, therefore he can't cry about the lack of wealth. And that Rabbi Yechanan is going to be buried, every single person, every person ends up being buried. Suddenly that becomes a reason to cry more than all the reasons, all the sufferings that Rabbi Lezer had that seems so significant, that seems so important. What's the pshat? Ula Yeshlema, with the word of the Rebbe in the Sicha, then the Gemara is having a hera, then the whole Gemara is lit up. Rabbi Yechanan said this word to Rabbi Lezer. He said, why are you crying? No matter what sorrow you have, no matter what churbin there is by you, no matter what the suffering is, hastishkin kinder, hastishkin teira, hastishkin parnasa, that's not a reason to cry. Figure out a way to get over the challenge. There's other people who have the challenge, there's other people who have the difficulty, and they have to get above it. You could also get above it. Crying makes you feel better, but you're not figuring out how you should deal with the struggle, how you should deal with the tzara, how you should deal with the obstacle and grow from it. Meile Rabbi Yechanan said, even the biggest tzara l'cheira, bunny. But it's not a reason to cry. It's a problem that you have. Your problems, you have to figure out how to live with it and how to grow from it. So Rabbi Lezer answered him and was mechadish to him divar that the Rabbi says in the Sicha. I'm talking not crying about myself. Any tzara that I have is not a justification to cry. Don't cry. Do something about it. I'm crying a high shufra debali ba'afra. I'm crying about you. Like the Rebbe says in the Sicha, when there's a problem by someone else, even if it's a much smaller problem, but there, it's not in my hands. There, I can't make the cheshbon that I have to build. It's not always in my power. There, it's taka justified to cry. Al-hai shufra debali ba'afra. So Rabbi Yechanan said, al-dav vade kabachis. Like the Rebbe says in the Sicha, to cry about me, that's a valid justification. Ubachu travayu, and then Rabbi Yechanan had angunum in their word from Rabbi Lezer, that even though crying has no place because you should do something about it, but the one exception is crying about someone else. So Rabbi Yechanan joined Rabbi Lezer, and just like Rabbi Lezer was crying about Rabbi Yechanan cried about the three tzaras of Rabbi Lezer, of Teira de Layavshis, and Bezeni, and Bani. Kupanim, Ula Yeshlimar, B'derech Efsher, Rim Shagisi, Yavaya Tevichab.